Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God radio program. How are you today? Hello to KKLA listening audience and oneplace.com, which goes all over the world. And it's fun to hear from people all over the world. Enjoy the program. I'm Tom Meglia, financial planner, financial coach. Hope you're having a great day. And what's going on? You out shopping? What's happening? We are here to supply the information and knowledge to assist you in knowing God better, understanding His economy more deeply, and applying it to your normal and everyday life. I have a guest with me today, and I'll introduce him in a moment. But we want to talk first about the scripture we bring up every week, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, our landmark scripture. It's two parts. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And today we're continuing on with stewardship, anchor number two in the economy of God. And with me today, I have a guest, Steve Solomon of Solomon Consulting Group in risk management and business and personal insurance services from Woodland Hills, California. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We enjoy having you on the program. And in this anchor, we're covering this anchor, Steve, during the summer and probably all fall because it's one of the main anchors or principles of the economy of God. And we write about that in the book, my book, Knowing the Economy of God, which people can find on the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com, where you can sign up for a free email newsletter, pick up the book, hear past radio programs, and so forth. Contact us by email. And my phone number for financial planning meetings is 800-386-3700. And we're talking about stewardship. And Steve, the reason I brought you in today is I want to tell the listeners about how do you be a good steward? How can they be a good steward in the area of risk management areas of their life, specifically specific and applicable ways to better protect and be a steward over their families and their businesses and their income and things like this. So are you ready for the conversation?
I'm ready.
Okay, Steve. And Steve is an insurance consultant. He owns his own business, risk management business in Woodland Hills. And he's the president of Solomon Consulting Group. And I know his phone numbers by heart, so I'll give you one of them right now. 818-224-4145. So I'm going to give you that phone number for people to contact you, Steve. Now, Steve, when we talk about stewardship over the next half hour here, how do you view stewardship, Steve, in the area of protection, risk management, insurance? Give us like start us off with a basic overview.
Well, the idea is to limit your risk. You want to make sure that you have certain types of protections. So in an event of any type of a medical problem or any type of a catastrophic situation, you're protected. And so many people, unfortunately, if you read the statistics, you'll see that a lot of folks in the United States are really underinsured. This is not necessarily a ploy from insurance companies to get people to buy more. But the basic problem is, I just saw a statistic today, there's a tremendous millions and millions of Americans don't even have basic health insurance.
Right.
So what happens is they have to go to the clinics, they have to go to the various medical facilities, and there's a lot of areas that maybe we'll chat about in which people should really take time and take the effort to insure themselves and protect their families and their assets.
I agree, Steve. I really agree. Proverbs 22:3 says, a wise man sees trouble ahead and protects himself. The simpleton or fool ignores it and suffers for it later. So we need to be in the area of risk management, I think, and the area of stewardship. We need to protect ourselves and see what trouble can come about ahead and protect ourselves before that trouble hits us. And I read in the LA Times just this morning that millions more are medically uninsured in this country. In other words, more people have no medical insurance at all. And one of the things I tell people as a financial planner, always have medical insurance. I mean, to not have health insurance is a mistake in my view. It violates Proverbs 22:3. It's not a wise position to be in. And the LA Times article I read this morning said that over 46 million people in this country are uninsured medically. Not that they couldn't get insurance, but because of the price or the cost and so on, they chose not to have it. So that's a scary statistic. 46 million people not having medical insurance. So I think that's a mistake. I think it violates good stewardship. And I believe not to do that, you're taking a major risk. Now, Steve, tell us about some of the things that you do to help people in this category of stewardship of the risk areas of their life. Just tell us about your day and some things that you do.
Well, basically, I work primarily with small and medium-sized businesses, and I help them develop various types of plans using my vast network of resources of a lot of people that have proven to me that they're reliable and, of course, most important to me, that they're in accordance with God's word and that they're providing coverages that people really need. One of the problems in general with a lot of insurance professionals out there is that there's a tendency to sometimes look at the product and not look at the total picture.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're looking at risk management, you want to make sure that you cover all the bases. Number one, major medical is the most important.
What is major medical, Steve?
Major medical, of course, insures you for all the various hospital visits, the doctor visits, the hospitalizations, the surgeries, all the various things that come out. And it can be offered in a various different number of ways with your PPOs and your HMOs. And there's just a lot of very fine carriers out there. And that's not really so much the area I specialize in. I also look primarily at certain gaps in certain areas that are not being covered by major medical.
Okay.
That people need to participate in, for example, long-term care.
Right.
And then I also have an affiliation with a very well-known company that provides supplemental programs to protect people's income for the catastrophic occurrences and the speed bumps that occur in life.
Like, give us an example, Steve, of a catastrophic occurrence in life or a speed bump, as you put it.
Well, I'll give you a classic example. I deal a lot with some of the major automobile dealerships in Southern California.
Okay.
And I had a situation where a young paralegal, about 35 years old, young woman with two children under the age of 12, was walking across the street in downtown Riverside. All of a sudden, she was hit by a drunken driver, a 19-year-old woman going about 50 miles an hour in a 6,500-pound SUV.
Wow.
Almost killed the poor woman. She wound up in a hospital for 21 days in intensive care. Her husband, who worked about 75 miles away from their primary residence, had to take off work, had to find ways to supplement their income with for a babysitter and all the other expenses in life that kept on going on. So there are certain types of coverages that will help you and pay money directly to you in the event of a catastrophic situation while you're being taken care of by your major medical, which is the primary coverage that every responsible person should have. So in this particular case, they had an Aflac policy, which is the number one carrier out there. And this program paid them literally over $50,000.
Of income.
Of income, because it basically pays on specific things like hospitalization.
Wow.
It pays for emergency rooms. It pays for specific injuries. And the whole concept is that you can have the greatest medical insurance in the world, but it was never designed to put money in your pocket in the event of a catastrophic illness or a disability. Or that type of thing.
Permanent disability.
Yeah. And the premiums are relatively inexpensive. So the nice thing about it is this family was able to have income coming in while one of the breadwinners, because the lady was a paralegal, she was making a nice living in Riverside.
Right. Right.
The husband had to take off work and
right.
take over her function as the primary caregiver.
Right.
But the bills keep on going on.
Right. That's right, Steve. You're
That's why these programs are important, and they've become more popular over the last few years now.
No, you're exactly right, and I agree with it. I've always recommended people look at their disability policies, their understanding of what would happen if you're still alive but you got sick or injured and you couldn't earn an income for whatever reason. But so many people, Steve, I've run into over my career, 29 years as a financial coach and counselor, think it won't happen to them. What's your thought on that?
Well, this is the whole concept of, you know, it happens to other people, but it doesn't happen to me. And I spend a lot of time, as you do, driving the freeways of Southern California. And, you know, we see accidents and we see near misses, and we've been involved in those type of things. And I was involved myself in an accident about...
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a crazy thing.
You called me right away.
Yeah, a lady cut me off. came right in front of me, slammed on her brakes, and I hit her.
I remember.
Luckily, I was only going about 15 miles an hour.
Right.
She was in a much bigger vehicle, but I walked away without a scratch. But the point being is that a lot of people are less fortunate.
Right.
And, you know, they say that accidents happen once every 2 seconds in the United States to somebody. I mean, you think of an accident, I define it as something that strikes your body from the outside world, and it can be as serious thing as a car accident, or it could be a slip and fall, or...
Oh, Steve, I got to tell you about one. I had a friend call me yesterday. His motorcycle fell on him. Accidentally. He was in his driveway, Steve. And he was just trying to, you know, just one of those silly things. Not on the road. He was in his driveway. Hadn't even turned it on yet, Steve.
That's right.
And it wheeled back on him and fell on his wrist. A very heavy motorcycle hurt his wrist.
I've got one even better than that. I had a lady yesterday who told me of a story, and she had one of these Aflac programs that I also market. She was working out in the gym, and a guy next to her hit her workout station, and a 45-pound barbell fell on top of her chest, knocked her unconscious, and crushed a couple of her ribs.
Wow.
And the funny thing is most people go to the gym to get healthy and to exercise. They don't go there to get in accidents. But accidents happen. We call them accidents because we don't predict their occurrence. That's why they're accidents.
And don't forget, Steve, the illnesses, the medical things that hit us, the, you know, things that we're not thinking about, cancer. I meet people all the time that either tell me stories or know of someone who has a story about someone who got cancer. How'd they get it? Don't know. No history? No. It just hit them. You don't know. And that's the whole thing about stewardship is, you know, you have to protect your income, your ability to work. You have to protect yourself from mental or medical or physical injury, accidents and illnesses. To just think it won't happen is temptation towards God. It's really testing God, in my view, Steve, as a financial counselor. That's testing God, saying, oh, he'll take care of it, or I have faith that nothing will happen. Things will happen, suffering, problems. We're always going from a major problem, Steve, or skating for a while, or getting ready to enter a new major problem. That's called life. And I think, Steve, people need consultants and advisors like you that can help them make choices, solid, intelligent choices. Steve, give out your email address, please, and your phone number.
Okay, I appreciate that, Tom. My email address is SolGroup, like Solomon, like the wise old king, and that's SolGroup at sbcglobal.net. And for any of the KKLA listeners, they can feel free to call me on my cell phone. I'll give another number out, 818-516-7147. And I've always been of the opinion that if I don't have a direct answer for something, we'll find out for them.
Right.
But there's a lot of good information out there, and there's also a lot of bad information.
Right. And, that's right, Steve.
I'm very much like you, Tom. I always believe that we don't want to stick a size 5 hand into a size 10 glove.
Right.
So it's very, very careful that people just don't go out and buy programs for the sake of buying them. They have to see a definite need. And that's really what your program and your wonderful book's all about, which I've read myself. I think it's a great book.
Thank you, Steve. Well, you know, it's funny because, Steve, the Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. The whole book of Proverbs, and I've seen it many times in Psalms, the wise seek counsel from the wise. You're my counselor in the risk management area. You're a Christian, love the Lord, and I want people to know you. So if I'm their coach, you're the coach for the risk management area, and I want people to get in touch with you. I think it's important, Steve. You can't go around saying, oh, I'm going to make lots of money, but don't protect the ability to make a living and to protect your capital. You know, someone who owns a business, Steve, in a building wouldn't have no need or I'm not good today. They would obviously have a need for liability insurance and property and casualty, because what happens if the building came down or blew up or caught fire? So we need to be good stewards, and to be a good steward, we need help. To get help, you have to pick up the phone or dial an email. Now, let's do it, folks. If you want to reach Steve, you can even go to my website, theeconomyofgod.com. Go to the link section, and you'll find Steve's name there. Click link, and you'll get to Steve. So, I mean, that's another way to find Steve. Now, Steve, let me ask you a couple of questions. And before I forget, can I tell you something? Listen up, everybody. Steve goes to a great church, and I want you all to know, He has a pastor that's one of my favorites, Paul Brown. What's the name of the church, Steve?
It's called Shepherd's Community Church. It's located in Canoga Park, and it's a very fundamental Bible-teaching church, and we're just really blessed to have a pastor like that.
Absolutely, Steve. If I lived over there, Steve, my family and I would go to your church. We love Paul Brown and your church in Canoga Park. That's the teaching is so good. So I just wanted to put a little something in for Paul, and I thought about it this morning. I thought, you know, I remember visiting your church, Steve, one time, and I sure enjoyed him. We've listened to some of his sermons off the church website, too. What's the church website, Steve?
Now you've got me, but I think it's www.shepherds.org, something of that nature.
I think it is, too. I think it is also. Now, let's see, if I could only remember how to spell the word shepherds. Now, Steve, back to risk management. Tell me a little bit about Aflac, Steve, and tell others, who is Aflac and what do they do? And that's not that silly goose, is it?
Well, it's not a goose. It's actually a duck, and it's not a goat either. But it's one of the companies that I represent, and I've come out of the brokerage background in consulting business. I'm still doing consulting, of course, as you mentioned. But I've found that this is a company that's been around since about 1955, and a little $66 billion Fortune 200 company.
Wow.
What's interesting about it is that they really kind of set the trend for this whole concept of income protection and making sure that people have programs that pay for the family expenses that keep on going on in the event of a serious injury or disability or an accident.
Okay.
What I like about them is, first of all, they pay claims within 3 to 4 days after they're received.
Right.
What I also like about them is they don't raise rates. They don't raise rates unless they raise a whole class of people, which is typical in the insurance business. But to the best of my knowledge, they haven't had a major rate increase in probably over 40 or 50 years.
Wow.
Also, their programs are portable. So because I deal with a lot of businesses, it's important for my clients to be able to take a product and take it from one place to another without a rate increase in the event of a termination or a person just basically moving on. In our particular part of the country, people do move from job to job.
Oh, of course.
It's not like the old days where we work for 25 years,
right,
get our gold watch, and thank you very much. So we live in a very volatile, very mobile economy, and that's the nice thing about it. I'll run into people, for example, that were working for, let's say, a Mercedes-Benz dealership, and then 3 weeks later I see him selling Volvos, or I see him out at a Jaguar dealership, and they're keeping their coverage going from one place to another.
Right.
The funny part about it is I think there's some statistics that show that when a person's terminated or has a major stress factor in their life, they're more prone to get into accidents.
Good point, Steve.
Or because of stress, they're more likely to maybe develop, let's say, a specific illness.
Good point, Steve.
We have to keep ourselves focused on the Word and understand that Jesus said, you know, in this life you'll have trials and tribulations, and accidents and illnesses and risk management are all part of that.
I agree. Steve, that is so true. And you know, Steve, I want to ask you something. Okay, let's take the last part of our program today, and let's pretend. Let's pretend somebody's driving around today, Saturday afternoon. Here we are, the last day of June, June 30th. And they're thinking, well, I own a business. I've got 15 employees. What can Tom and Steve, this guest that's on Tom's show today, what can this guy do for me? Can he come into my company and you know, tell us about groups and what the employees can do through their paycheck system? And what can he add to my business?
Well, basically, the first thing we do is we set up a very simple 15 to 20 minute interview.
Okay.
We do it very, very simple. We'd like to sit down, of course, with the person who would be the owner or a major person in that company that would be responsible for the risk management insurance area, and simply explain, ask them a few questions, find out what they're doing.
Okay.
One of the things that I don't like to do, and this sometimes occurs in the industry, is we don't like to duplicate coverages and cause unnecessary expenditure on behalf of the company as well as the insured.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, very careful to make sure we ask questions as to what they're doing, what they currently use, what's the philosophy of the company, what's the company able to contribute to the total risk management situation of that employee, and does the employee participate? So we want to get an idea of what's currently in place, what the past history has been of the benefit program, and what's going on in the future.
Good point, Steve. And, you know, these Section 125 savings plans where people can get tax deductions on their premium, Steve, for things like cancer insurance, the Aflac, and other things like that. There are certain tax rules that benefit an employee, and they can basically write off the premium that they pay under Section 125, the IRS code, and basically have tax deductible premiums for their insurance coverages on things like what? Cancer and business continuation or income continuation plans, correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. And it's really important. Certain types of plans lend themselves to the pre-tax formula that you're describing. Others don't.
Okay.
But the point is, that's why it's always important to sit down one-on-one mm-hmm. with the business owner and find out exactly what do you have in place, what are you working with, and that type of thing. And I have a philosophy that if something can't be improved, don't change it for mm-hmm. the sake of change. That's not conducive to good stewardship on our part as insurance professionals, and certainly we wouldn't want to do anything to hurt the company or cause their employees to be stressed out by certain types of things that they really don't need. So really the first thing we do is we gather information, and then we'll make certain recommendations, be it an income protection program, let's say like AFLAC, or maybe mm-hmm. we'll look at some things like long-term care.
Right.
Or we'll look at other types of insurance that really have kind of slipped through the cracks. But we always recommend the number one things. Make sure you're covered on your medical, make sure you're covered on your dental, and then there are other types of insurance like vision care and long-term care and various types of disability programs that can be looked at very carefully.
Good point. Steve, before we go, I met a pastor the other day that said at his church, where he's the pastor of, they have 11 employees, including him, no benefits of any kind, Steve. Everybody's on their own, was his quote. Everyone was on their own, each person for themselves, no benefits, Steve. How about that?
We run into situations like that. Obviously, in a church situation, nonprofit, there are situations sometimes where the money is just not available to supply the type of benefits, let's say, that would be in the public or private sector.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about the supplemental programs is that if you have, for example, three people who are interested in protecting themselves, let's say, for an accident or for cancer or for various types of disability, they basically would constitute a group.
Right.
So you don't have to be the big mega corporations or the big school systems mm-hmm. or police departments or major corporations. But the point being is that there's something for everybody. And
what's the minimum for a group, Steve?
Well, for example, with the AFLAC situation, three people.
Wow.
Three separate policyholders become a group.
That's amazing.
And what's nice about it is they can also take advantage of the pre-taxing that you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that people can do, even when you don't have the funds, mm-hmm. to offer your people certain insurances and pay for them.
Good point, Steve. Steve, this is great. I want to tell everyone out there, and listen up, this is my guy, okay? Steve Solomon is my guy. And if you want coaching in the area of risk management, whether individual, single, married, self-employed, have a business, a company, whatever, call Steve, 818-224-4145. And to be a good steward, we need counsel. We need advisors. The Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counselors, meaning good, Christian, qualified, competent counselors. And Steve has great integrity, great honesty. I use Steve for my own personal self and life and for our protections. And I'm telling you, that's what is important, because the captain is the counselor. The counselor is the captain. He steers the ship. And there's many areas of life I don't know, so I get counsel. I get help, and that's what we all need to do. To reach me, Tom Meglia, financial planner, 800-386-3700 for a financial planning meeting. And you can also go to the website to send me an email or grab the book, Knowing the Economy of God, or sign up for the free email newsletter. And that website is www.theeconomyofgod.com. Steve, final remarks?
Just the most important thing is, one thing about professional people, regardless if you're the best physician or dentist or stockbroker or financial planner in the world, professionals use other professionals.
Mm.
And they very rarely try to do it themselves, because
right.
We're living in such a rapidly changing world with insurance code changes and mm-hmm. tax regulations that you really need to keep up to date. And regardless of who you're used, just make sure that you get a couple of estimates, as we say.
Sounds great. Steve, thanks for being here. We'll have you back. How about that?
Thank you, Tom. Pleasure being here.
Well, we'll have you back. Everyone, God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this afternoon. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, and we thank you for everything you give us, Lord, which is everything we have. In your name, Jesus, give us wisdom. Amen. Goodbye, everyone. We'll catch you next Saturday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.